Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 14, where I read for you again these words. Now, when it was evening, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." So far the reading of the text. Dearly beloved in Christ, with the Old Testament reading today and today's gospel, perhaps you're feeling a little hungry. But you didn't come here to eat. But if you did, what are you hungry for? Steak? Chicken? Pork? Tomatoes? Lots of tomatoes. Sweet corn? Other fruits or vegetables? And if that's not your fancy, cookies, cakes, pie, ice cream, or maybe chocolate. But that's not why you're here today, is it? I pray not, because God will and always has and always does supply your daily bread. But I do pray that you have come here to eat, to hunger and thirst for righteousness, and to feast on Jesus' word and the banquet that he sets before you. And having eaten, you will be satisfied. Jesus had gone into the wilderness for some alone time with his disciples. He had heard that John the Baptist had been killed, and he had much to teach his disciples. But when Jesus comes ashore, he sees a crowd who had seen him go, and they had come by foot on land. And it seems they got there before he did and were waiting for him. But they didn't just follow him. They also brought their sick and infirm. They came wanting Jesus to heal them. They were hoping that Jesus would give strength to those without strength. And they weren't disappointed. But there was more to Jesus than a healer or a miracle worker. Now, are we ever like the crowd? Do we seek Jesus only for our own desires? Do we pray as though God were merely a genie to grant our every wish? Do we often see Jesus only, or at least primarily, as security for this life without much thought to eternal life? Do we look for Jesus to do miracles in our life, to heal us or our loved ones, without giving much thought to who he really is or what he already has done and will continue to do for us? Or are we often like the disciples that day? It was late afternoon, and when they looked at the sea of humanity before them, they were concerned because they most certainly did not want an angry mob or a hungry mob on their hands. So, seems rather natural that they asked Jesus to send the people away to buy their own food. They thought the best way to solve the problem was to send it away. Out of sight, out of mind. Yet, they did know where to go for help, even if the solution they sought was the wrong one. And we often do that too. We often try to get rid of a problem rather than solve it. We often rely too much on our own abilities rather than on the one who can do all things. Too often, we don't really believe that God is sufficient and that He does provide all that we need. Well, in response to the disciples' request, Jesus turns the table on them. He says, "You give them something to eat." They must have thought Jesus was joking. How could the disciples ever hope to feed this many people? After all, they only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Truly, what are they among so many? It was hardly enough to feed themselves. They had neither the food on hand nor the means of attaining enough food for such a multitude. So what did Jesus have in mind? For one thing, Jesus wanted them to come face to face with their deficiencies and inadequacies so that they would learn to see Him as their only alternative and indeed their first alternative. He wanted them to trust in Him for everything. So Jesus said, "Bring them here to me. Bring me your 5 loaves and 2 fish. Bring me everything you've got." And they did. And upon receiving the bread and the fish, Jesus looked up to heaven, from whence all blessings flow, blessed and broke the bread, gave it to the disciples to give it to the people. And they did. Those disciples did what Jesus had said. They gave the people something to eat. And all of them, every man, woman, and child, all 5,000 plus, ate until they were filled and satisfied. And if that weren't enough, there were 12 baskets of food remaining, enough for each disciple to be filled as well. What a miraculous meal. From 5 loaves and 2 fish, the entire crowd had been filled, and there was plenty to spare. Beloved, there's something there for us too. For starters, it shows us Jesus' great compassion for us. For He heals us who are without strength. For we have no strength to save ourselves from our sin. So through His tender compassion, He became incarnate of the Virgin Mary. He took our sins upon Himself. He took away all our sins when He gave His very life for us and died on the cross. He washed those sins away in our baptism. He truly has healed us of our sin. And furthermore, He feeds us with a meal no less miraculous than that fed to the 5,000. For he fills us with the bread of life. Indeed, he is that very bread, as he declares in John 6. And as we eat his body and drink his blood, as we trust in him for the full forgiveness of sins, our souls are satisfied. As we hunger and thirst for righteousness, he fills us with himself freely and in great abundance. The lunch we're given here is free. It's free to us with no strings attached. But it cost Jesus his life. He indeed has had compassion on us sinners. But we also need to see that while Jesus had healed the people directly and personally, he did not feed them personally. Rather, he gave to his apostles, his sent ones, and had them give to the people. And so it is today. God works through means. He works through other people to provide our daily bread. And he works through the office he's established to give spiritual gifts, spiritual food to people. So when our Lord feeds you with living bread, he does so through your pastor. Yet, there's nothing about me that satisfies you. As was the case with the disciples, I simply don't have the resources to do that. Rather, the Lord and Savior of us all speaks his word and performs his works through me as his servant. When I bring nothing of myself, but solely the words and works of Jesus, then, and only then, can I say with confidence that I have fed you with the bread of life and satisfied your deepest hunger and need. I can only feed you what Christ gives me to give you. And yet, that's not all. For our Lord also serves others through you. And no matter how meager or inadequate your resources may be, they are plenty when they are given fully to Christ to use as he sees fit. For as St. Paul writes, our sufficiency is of God. So when we give to the Lord our gifts, our time, our abilities, he is the one who blesses it. He's the one who multiplies what we give to make it more than enough to do his work. He's the one who supplies all that is needed. And this, in spite of ourselves and our all too often unbelief. So yes, with Jesus, we do get a free lunch. For in Jesus, we find a Savior who has such compassion on us that he gave his very life for us. He gives us our daily bread. That is, he gives us all that we need to support this body and life. And he gives that to us in abundance. He feeds us with the bread of life so that our souls are satisfied. Unless we think there isn't enough, we are assured by the 12 baskets of leftovers that our Lord has more than we need for this life, as well as plenty of compassion and forgiveness to go around whenever we need it. So come to the feast our Lord spreads before you. Come Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Listen diligently to me and eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food. It's the best meal you'll have today. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.